Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What up, everybody? Welcome. Happy Friday. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, but welcome, friends, welcome, family, to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we get started, I'm super excited to announce brand new merch coming soon. So make sure you sign up to my email list. Go to anthonymanaya.com and be one of the first to know about my merch dropping soon. Brand new designs, brand new merch, brand new clothing line, and this is going to be fire, fam. So make sure you sign up to that. I'm only going to have limited supply only. So it's going to be first come, first serve. It's going to be fire. Make sure you sign up to my email list. That's dropping very, 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 very soon. I kept saying sign up to my email list for cool stuff. Cool stuff is coming. The cool stuff is here, fam. The cool stuff is here. This next quarter, this last quarter coming up, the ending of this quarter is just, it's another level. It's another level, fam. What you guys are going to see, the moves we're making is going to impact and change so many people's lives. And this episode here is just, it's that vibe right now, fam. It's that roller coaster that's climbing, that rocket ship that's getting off the ground. It's just momentum right now, fam. And you got to feel it. And I want you to borrow it. I want you to take advantage of this energy right now. Take advantage of that. You know, use this opportunity for you to create something for yourself. End the year strong. Begin the new year with a bang. You got to start thinking about long-term moves. Think about what adjustments that need to be made. Up to this point, right now, what adjustments that need to be made? What did you do for over half the year? You know, now we're what are we? We're 8 months in, right? 8 months in. What have you done? What moves have you made? What are you going to do about your situation? And this episode, I was excited to create this episode because there were key moments in my life. All it takes is just a shift in perspective, a conversation. All it takes is a conversation. There was a few moments in my life where everything just clicked. It just hit me, right? And one of those moments is, I will never forget me going to a business meeting, a business event. And I'm walking in there and the guy said, and at this point, you know, I'm 18 years old. This guy said, man, I dropped out of high school and became a millionaire. Now, I've shared this before. I've shared this story before on the show. So those of you who listen to the show regularly, I've said this in one of the episodes before. But he said, I dropped out of high school and I became a millionaire. I went home and I was like, that's possible. So you don't have to go this route. You can get out of here and actually become wealthy and provide value to this world in a different way, which is a harder route, right? It's a harder route, but it's a route that fits people who want to take the hard way, right? Who want to create their own economy, for people who want to bet on themselves, right? Who value freedom, who want to take control of their own life. They will work 100-hour weeks on their terms, right? So they can do whatever it is they want to do. So the fact that that was possible, my brain just literally shifted on what I was going to do for the rest of my life. Because, and it wasn't just about the fact that, you know, making millions. It was the fact that it's possible that you can leave this environment and create something new. Because there was a guy who literally said he did that. And at 18 years old, I didn't even know that existed. Isn't that interesting? So once I figured that out, I got excited about it. And there was a video that I posted on Instagram where I said, family, you know, follow your vision. Your vision will come. I'm 18 years old. I'm passionate in the camera. I'm passionate. I'm looking at the camera. Guys, if you want to go look at my Instagram, you haven't seen the video, go see the video. I'm looking at the camera and saying, yo, if you just stay locked in, tunnel vision focused, you would achieve your goals. And I would do that at a smaller scale at that time, where I would do certain things in my life where I just committed to it and then I'll see a result. And I was talking about it passionately. Now to look back at that video, to look back 13, 14 years later, and I'm like, holy shit. I still say the same thing. I still have the same enthusiasm. And also, like, all I had was vision and passion. And people felt that, right? People felt that when I first posted that video, it was like two views. But, you know, I'm talking about 13 years ago when I first posted that video. But the fact that there was somebody that said, yo, you can drop out of school and become a millionaire. Those moments where you discover something, you discover yourself, it unlocks another moment. One of my mentors, Gary V, shout out to Gary V. At the time, he was not who you know him to be now. He had about, well, he's the same dude, but those of you who know, you know, 30,000 followers, 20,000 followers, very small market in New York City. And I approach him with this idea. I will see him from time to time. And I will approach him with this idea. He would have events in New York, meetups in New York, and he was mentoring me. And I said, hey, I have this idea of I'm going to write a book about passion. And he looked at me and said, you're writing a book about passion when you don't have a passion? And I was like, oh, shit. It's like your passion is writing about people's passions. I was like, I'm not writing that book. I'm just not writing that book. It made sense where at that moment it clicked. It made sense. I have somebody who is successful at what they're doing telling me, yo, you're going to do this when you haven't done anything yet. There is no pool. It doesn't make sense to write a book about passion when you are not living your passion, when there is no passion. What is your passion? Passion? Passion is your passion. There's no passion. Clicked for me. I said, I'm taking shortcuts. I'm over here just speaking about things that are not really, that I haven't even embodied yet. I haven't become yet. I haven't done the work yet. I haven't took the hard path. I haven't built something for myself. And I was 19 years old at that time, 20 years old at that time, young. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I haven't failed enough. And that's what he told me. Yo, you haven't failed enough, man. You haven't failed enough. And you see these life-changing moments that still stick with me to this day. I'm like, yo, I got to go through this. I have not failed enough. And when I fail, I'm like, it's part of the process. Let's go. Another moment for me that stays with me is I was on the phone with a investing company and I signed up for a free call for this investment program that's going to help you how to become, you know, wealthy in real estate and is going to teach you real estate and all these things. Okay, cool. So I signed up to that. Again, this is 20 years old, 21 years old. I'm like, yeah. So the guy on the phone, we had an hour call and I'm like, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to sacrifice everything I have to get to where I want to go. I'm serious. I'm a man of passion. I want to be in the beaches of the world. I'm a man that's going to, you know, that's going to show up. And I will say these things. And at the end of the call, he goes, cool. So the package to get started with us so you can become a millionaire and do everything that you say you was going to do. You're a go-getter. You're a guy who wants to make it happen. So it's going to cost you $4,000 a month to make this happen. It was like a $4,000 program. And instantly I froze. I froze and I said, I froze. And at that moment, I was like, holy shit, I'm talking a bunch of bullshit. I'm actually trying to convince myself that I was something that I wasn't. And I was wanting to posture up, which, by the way, fam, you can't ever do that. Just understand that when you're acting a certain way or you are acting like you got it or you understand or you're on another level, just know. Everyone knows. Everyone knows. There's a vibe. There's an energy. There's people who obviously don't understand themselves that they can't tell. You know, they can't tell anything, right? They're stuck in their own mind, so they'll buy into it. But I'm telling you that everybody knows. You're not faking anybody. And at that time, I thought I was faking people. Yeah, I want to do this. Yeah, I want to do this. I was faking him out. I thought just to impress the guy, right? And to convince myself. And then he said, yo, drop this money. I said, I'm not willing to do that. I don't got it. I'm not willing to do it. And he said these words right here. That is why I'm sharing this. It changed my life at that point. He said, call me back when you're serious. Call me back when you're serious. And I was like, damn, little moments, fam, little moments that change your life, little moments. Again, and we're going to go into, I'm going to break this down even further, but little moments, man, little moments, another moment. And I'm just sharing these things that are off the top of my head that stay with me till this day. You know, you're writing a book about passion when you have no passion. Meaning like you're doing things, you're cutting corners, you're doing something that is not even legit. So it taught me honor. Oh, I dropped out of high school to become a millionaire. Became aware that, oh shit, I don't have to go down this route. I don't have to go down. Wow, it's possible. It's possible. A human being has done it. This is how I took it. A human being has done it. I can do that. Why is this shit illegal? Where this guy said, call me back when you're serious. I said, damn, I got to get my life together. I got to make serious changes in my life. Another one, I had a mentor of mine. His name was Jeff Gamble. Shout out to Jeff Gamble. If you are listening to this, buddy, man, I appreciate you. All the conversations that we had, I would call this guy 3 a.m. I would call this guy 1 a.m. We would talk for hours and I was just like, bro, these are the moves we got to make. This is what we got to do. Nonstop calls to this guy where I was talking to vision and he sat there and he would just listen. I was like, bro, I got to make it out. I got to make moves. I got to do this. He was there for me in the very beginning where he was just like, bro. And again, everybody listening to this, you know, having a mentor is massively important. Having somebody to guide you, someone you respect, someone you love, someone you relate to, having a mentor and be willing to pay whatever that price is to make sure that you get the information needed to take your life to the next level is massively, massively, massively important. Now, with that being said, I do got a few spots available in my coaching program. So if you are interested, fam, reach out to me. On Instagram, actually. Reach out to me on Instagram. DM me on Instagram. If you have me on Instagram, at @AnthonyMania1, DM me on Instagram. Because I was going to say go to my website. But DM me on Instagram. Tell me that you're interested. Say, hey, I listen to the podcast. I'm interested in your coaching program. I want to know how much you charge. I want to know more information. I'm ready to get started. Because if not, call me back when you're serious. I use that now. I use that. There's people that I'm ready to help change their life, and they're at the point where they're so afraid to make a decision. They're so afraid of price. They're so afraid to bet on themselves that I say, call me back when you're serious. So Jeff Gamble, my mentor at the time, man, we were talking. I was building a business, and I went out and got myself a odd job. So I went on Craigslist and I went to go get I needed some money to fund my business, right? So I worked an odd job. I called this guy, well, my cousin told me about him. My cousin was looking for work on Craigslist and said, "Yo, I know some guy named Roger who has some spots available for what he's doing." So he would have his own sales. He would do like a sales moving company, right? Where he'll go to people and say, "Hey," he'll be in a parking lot and say, "Hey, you want me to bring your furniture that you just purchased? You want me to bring that furniture to your house right now for $80? And it's a big van." And they're like, "Sure, yeah." Because the furniture that they would buy from the store, if they go through the store, it would take them like 2 to 3 business days, right? So the pitch was, "Yo, you're buying that. We'll bring it home. We'll bring you back home, and we'll set it up for you. We'll take it upstairs." So that was the business. I go in there and I work my first week, and I got 20% of the cut. So it was $80. The price was $80, and I got 20%. So I was crushing these sales. I was killing it. I was telling, "Yo, listen, we had a service, we had a product, we had a pitch, everything." I was on it, right? And I broke the records that the guy ever had. He said, "Yo, there was one other person that did more." But in one day, we got like 20-something sales, $20 a piece. I was like, yo, I'm using this money to fund my business. And then I tell my mentor, I was like, "Yo, bro, listen. Yo, man, I just crushed this guy's company sales. Yeah, he wants me to come back and do more." I will never forget this. He looked at me and said, well, we're on the phone. And he's quiet because I'm telling him the story. "We broke records, man. I just made this much amount of money, man. Like, what the, in a day? I'm excited. I had a lot of fun." He goes, "It's interesting how you will work harder for others than you do for yourself." Goosebumps. Even thinking about it right now, I was like, man. He's right. The next morning I quit. I said, "I can't come back." My man Roger was like confused. He was like, "Yo, what's going on? We just made a lot of money. What's happening? Like, what's wrong with you?" And I said, "Nah, man, I got my own thing I'm building." And I'm glad I did, because I went all in on my business at that time, and I went harder on myself, on my business that I was building. And I was part of an affiliate company. Even though it wasn't actually my company, I was an affiliate for another company. It was the same thing, but I went all in on that, there was a discovery I had during that time that really brought some serious life-changing moves and some serious momentum in my life, because I quit that job in the morning and then I went all in on my business, started killing it. Then I saw the flaws in what I was building, and then I made some adjustments that changed my life. But it all started with that comment. It's funny how you will work harder for others than you do for yourself. And I said, man, I gotta make moves. You see, little things, little moments. There's hundreds of those stories I have. Hundreds of those stories. And I look at these little moments and say, man, it just hits me in a way that I never go back. I never go back, right? I remember I saw an ad, another moment that changed my life. And I'm going to go back to what I was saying about never going back, is me playing video games. And my mentor at the time is Gary Vee. He was telling me, it's funny how, again, it's getting put in my place by people that I'm respecting. You know, a young kid who's just saying, okay, this person knows, so I'm going to follow and respect and follow everything that is being said. And he says, how are you supposed to build something for yourself if you're playing video games all day? It doesn't make sense. You're using your attention, your energy to build your character in a video game, and you're not serious about your business. You're not serious about building something for yourself because you're too distracted. You're giving your attention and anything to everything else. And I looked at that Xbox, like the Xbox 360 at the time. My cousins, we used to play every night. We used to play Madden. Every night, playing games, talk shit, Call of Duty, Gears of War 2. We was top 50 in the world in Gears of War 2 at the time. My clan, I was killing it, boom. The very next day, once I heard that, how are you supposed to build the business when you're playing video games, you're playing Madden. I took that Xbox and I put it in. I just wrapped it up, put it in the closet, and I said, I'm done. This doesn't make sense. Where I want to go, what I want to do in my life, this is in the way. I am out. I am done. These little life-changing moments. Came to alcohol, smoking weed. Came to doing drugs. Well, mainly alcohol and smoking, right? Again, I can count 5 times, and I say again because I've said this out through the show. If you're a fan of the show, you've heard me say this before. I could count 5 times in my hand that I have drank and smoke at the same time, as in combined, right? 3 times of drinking, 2 times smoking. And I remember that I will never forget. I'm drinking, right? My boys, we're all looking at each other. A boy looks at me, he goes, yo, this is fun, right? He was like, yo, this is the way he was looking up at the ceiling. Again, this is weird, me talking about drinking, right? We're drinking, and he's looking at the ceiling, talking about, yo, we're having fun, right? And I looked at this guy, I was like, yo, he looks so whack. He looks so whack. He looks so off. And he was like, yo, this is fun, right? We're having a blast, right? And his face, it just changed my perspective of what I was doing. I said, I will never, ever do this again. This doesn't make sense for me. I don't even know why I'm doing this. Dropped it. I see the life of those who committed to that journey. And then I'm like, I'm glad I dropped it. Because these people who are committed to it, I don't want to live that life. I'm okay with not living that life. I'm okay. The face of escapism, the face of being out of it, the face of not being present, the face of looking stupid. I'm like, this is stupid. It hit me. Boom. I'm never doing this again. My brain right now is too clear. My brain right now is too alive in order for me to want to hit it with something that's going to interfere this feeling I have. I'm not interested. There is no high better than clarity. There is no high better than clarity. And when I see people who commit to this, when they commit to these paths, study their life, study them, study the type of human being these people are. And ask yourself, do I want to live this life? Life-changing moments, fam, that can alter your perspective and you will never go back. Recently, I had a conversation with a brand new client of mine. And we were having conversations, we were talking, and you know, of course, I would never reveal the name, and this is confidential. A client of mine struggling with porn addiction. And he says, man, I have never been able to go a day, at least in the last 5 years, go a day without watching porn. So maybe 24-hour period, and then the next day, maybe I'll skip a day, then the next day, or, you know, I did it at night, I won't do it in the morning, but I'll do it at night, you know, every other night. It's like, he said he never had that. Right, he never was able to do that. So we're working together to change his perspective and to change his mindset and work on himself and get healthier and change his mindset on things. Our very first call, I look at him, I say, hey, do you realize that you are pulling the trigger to another man who's getting something that you're not getting? Is getting something that you can't get. You are a spectator in this man's life. You're getting off on being a spectator. So you're sitting down and you look all awkward looking, I bet. And you are pulling the trigger. You're looking at a screen, looking stupid, pulling the trigger. I call it pulling the trigger. Are you beating off to someone else, to a screen, and you're a spectator? You're getting off on being a spectator as a man. Do you realize, as a man, this is what I said, do you realize how stupid you look? That one conversation 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago that happened, that one conversation altered his perspective to the point where he said, yo, bro, I don't even want to do this ever again. I don't want to do this again. That shift in perspective, life-changing moments that you will never go back. If you see it in a different way, you will never go back. Now, does that mean this person's going to stay consistent? And I don't know. But the fact that we're making progress, the fact that at one point in this person's life, in his life, he said that I could not go a day. Now it's been 2 weeks. And you can see the changes, how healthy he looks, how alive he is, and how he's using that time, energy to go into something else. Talking different, walking different, looking different. And I'm like, yeah. Whether you go back or not, we're on to something. Your perspective has forever changed on that. Again, life-changing moments. Life-changing moments, fam. There's a lot of things that happen to me in my life where I look at these moments and say, man, I just need to be aware. I just need to be told once. Tell me one time. I need to be aware of it. I didn't know, or I'm looking at it from a certain angle. And then once I get hit with the truth, I'm like, I feel it. Yes, let's adjust. So all of us have these little stories, these little moments, these little opportunities to change. All of us, every single last one of us have that. The difference is I saw it from a certain perspective. I saw it as an opportunity to make an adjustment with forward movement, while most people will see it and they get discouraged by it. They'll call it, hey, I had a traumatic experience. This is my trauma. This is something that happened to me that still triggers me to this day. Where there's a lot of things that happened to me that I look at it and I say, yes, I'm glad that this thing at the time was painful as hell. It made me feel embarrassed, or it made me feel a certain way. But I used it as fuel because I looked at it from that perspective. I said, okay, I'm going to just do this. I'm going to build something for myself. I have to figure this out. I saw the gunshots on the block as an opportunity to get out this neighborhood instead of being scared to, of course I'm scared to walk outside, but I'm like, yo, I got to get out of here. The urgency increased instead of saying, I got to be home at a certain time just to be safe. Of course, I get that too, but perspective. I saw the ending of a relationship as opportunity. We'll get into that. I'll be right back, fam. Stay with me.
I don't expect that guy to be watching my videos. I expect a person who's just like me, hungry, wants to hustle, right? Wants to hit $1 million a year, right? Wants to be, you know, a wealthy ass young rich person traveling the world and not caring what anybody says, right? That's why you need to create the content that relates to you. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Stop comparing yourself to this person who's killing it. Let them kill it. Your time is now. Your time will come. And I promise you guys, if you continue to stay focused, stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Worry about yourself. Stay, have that tunnel vision. Have that vision. Have that goal. And you go out and create the results you want. Trust me, my friend. Trust me while I tell you, your results will come. It's your time. Make a decision. You can do it.
Welcome back, everybody, to the pod. Thanks so much for staying with me. Listen, head over to anthonymania.com, sign up to that email list. New merch is dropping soon. Be the first to know. Limited supply only, fam. So make sure you head over to my website, sign up to the email list, be one of the first to know when the new line drops. Also, DM me. If you're interested in a coaching program, I have a few spots available. This is real. You know how people say, I have a few spots available, and there's like nobody there, right? There's nobody in the pipeline. But I have a couple of spots available, fam. I only take a few clients at a time simply because of the amount of work, energy, passion that I put into it. So the number one thing I value more than anything else in this world is time. So if I'm willing to open up these spots and give my time, I'm willing to close them as soon as possible too, right? So there are people pending to get started, but the penders, I don't depend on the penders. I don't focus on the penders. I focus on action takers, people who are serious, people who are ready to invest in themselves, people who see, hey, how can I make this happen and make it happen versus I can't do this. I like working with people who are serious, who are ready to change their life. So if that's you, fam, DM me on Instagram, Anthony Minaya, #1, at Anthony Minaya, #1 on Instagram. Most of you here are following me on Instagram, should be following me because I know there's a lot of people who are just on the podcast platform. So follow me on Instagram, DM me, new merch dropping soon. So go to my email list and let's get back into the show. Let's get back into it. So, relationships. I've used ending of relationships as opportunity, right? In each one, I have learned what I need to work on or what I'm doing, right? What I'm prioritizing and what I'm caring about, that these relationships are ending in disaster, right? And again, as I say this, I'm talking from the time frame of me being 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I'm 31 years old right now. So within the last 13 years of my life, there's a lot of realizations that my mindset has always been, see this as opportunity, see this as opportunity, right? See this as opportunity. I remember there was times that I would spend nights, fam, nights just tears, crying, wanting more for myself, wanting more for my life. And I will remember being part of, I would just say, relationships that the person that I was attempting to build with did not support the fact or did not care about the fact that that's what was my focus, right? It was more so pay attention to me that I'm here now versus, yo, I'm up 3 a.m. studying, watching a video on how to get out of my situation, taking notes, 3 a.m. 3 a.m, fam, 3 a.m. Studying. How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this with so much passion? And that relationship that ended, I'm like, yes. In fact, it was a transition. I call it a transition where another man came in and took the woman away, right? So it was her transition, right? Comes to find out that it was just, she wanted to be with somebody else. So me focus on building a business, she went off and did that, right? This is me being around, what, I don't want to say the exact age because I don't want people to fucking, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. So it was my early 20s, 23, 20-ish, 22-ish. It doesn't really matter. I don't really care if, you know, if you're listening or anybody who's listening or that know this story. It's a really life-changing story. But this girl went with another guy. And I will never forget what I said. Again, a little life-changing moments. And one of my boys was like, yo, man, how you feel? Like he was making a joke. Yo, he stole your girl. I said, he didn't steal my girl. He stole my problems. I said, my life is clear to do what it is that I got to do. Now, even not being as aware, being young and not even being as aware, I just knew. Yes, was I sad or depressed? Because I'm not at the time, I'm not understanding what's happening, right? Everything, you have to go through it to understand it. And I said, nah, man, you got to know, you have to know how this was holding me back. This was holding me back. He didn't steal my girl. He stole my problems. I'm free. I'm in my parents' house. Roaches climbing on the wall. I'm crying in tears. I'm like, I'm free, right? Free. You know what I'm saying? Crying in tears. I'm like, yo, man, let's go. And I used it as fuel to be the man that I am today. This is something, fam. You gotta understand. Life-changing moments. Little life-changing moments that alter your perspective that you will never, ever go back. You gotta see it that way. You have to change the angle in which you see the world. You have to change it and look at everything as opportunity. Say, this is possible for me to do. Let's go. Let's make it happen. For me, I had that in mind all the time. All the time. Recent stories, I had business partners that things were not working out with the business and the company and what we were doing. I've had to change my perspective and make tough decisions to say, yeah, I might hurt some feelings, but I gotta make adjustments, man. I gotta make adjustments. And this is what I'm telling all of you here, that you have to make adjustments in the people that you're around, in the environments that you're in, but most importantly, in what you call that's a traumatic experience, what you call that is the worst thing to ever happen to you, you must change it as the best thing to happen to you and make it that way. Make it that, fam. You can make it that. You can make that a reality in your mind. This was the best thing to happen to me, no matter how crazy it is. In 2007, I got into a car accident. Me and my cousin were driving down. It was on the I-95. My cousin is driving. His wheel pops off. He's going left, right, left, right. We shoot up in the air. We shoot up in the air. This is a real story. The car is turning in the air and in between. So we're on the highway going 90. I don't know, maybe 90 or 80. That's what they were saying that we were doing. My cousin denies it to this day. We're going down the highway. He just got his wheels replaced, right? So we went right before we went on the highway. We went to a mechanic. They changed the wheel. So once that happened, we went on the road. We were going down. And we was listening to 50 Cent. I get money, money I got. I get money, money I got. I run New York. We still make jokes to this day. Like, yo, do not play that song by 50 Cent in the car when we're together, bro. Like, yo, don't play 50 Cent, bro. Don't play I Get Money by 50 Cent. So we still make jokes about that to this day. But we're listening to that song, riding down. I remember it. I'm wearing my Reggie Bush jersey, number 25. Reggie Bush was my favorite football player. And then I'm wearing my jersey, and we just finished having some ice cream. So we got some ice cream in the car, some pizza. Yo, man, we're going down. The wheel pops off. Boom, it gets loose. I don't know how. I don't know what's going on. But imagine going straight and then completely losing control. Boom, left, right, left, right. So we go straight in between. So on the left side is a brick wall. You know, one of those, you know, when you're on the highway, there's these brick walls where it's like a walkway on top, right? Or maybe there's like another highway on top or something, but there's like brick wall. And then the guardrails was on the right side. So on the left is a brick wall, the guardrails are on the right. And we went, the only spot was open was in between, small spot open in between. And we went straight into the pile of bushes. Boom. So we crashed down there. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm upside down now. I'm upside down. I instantly just take my seatbelt off. Boom. My head hits the ground, right? I'm like upside down. Take the seatbelt. I said, bro, this is about to blow up. This is about to blow up. We got to get out of here. So I'm in the middle of the bushes. We're in the bushes. The car's smoking, so it's like the smoke is coming out of the car. So I'm thinking this is about to blow. Like, this is about to blow up. These are my exact words. I said, we got to get the fuck out. It's going to blow up. I watched too many movies. And then, I saw a little spot that the window was open. My cousin opened up the window as much as he can. And I, in my skinny ass at the time, snuck out the back. And then I pulled him out. I pulled out the grass and the bush. I was pulling out the trees. I was pulling everything out, and I got him out, right? And then, you know, the whole car was messed up. My body was hurting. His body was hurting. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? What's going on? We go to the hospital. Everything is cool. Everything is fine. Like, we're good physically. For a few days, it feels like we've been on some crazy wild roller coasters. Like, we got hit by a car. So it felt like we've been in a car accident. And we've spoken to some people who actually went through some car accidents as well, right? After that, well, I spoke to some people. And I'm not sure if my cousin was there, but they were like, oh, yeah, I can't ride in cars anymore because I get tense. My body hurts, my spine hurts. Or anytime a car goes left, right, left, my body reacts to that. For me, I looked at it like, first of all, that was fun, right? It was cool because we made it out alive. And, you know, the whole thing flipped and we flew in the air like some Fast 9 movie, right? Some Fast and Furious movie, jumping into the air with the car and then we flipping. I'm like, yo, how come I took this experience where I got right back into it? It was cool. My cousin drives. I'm like, it's cool. We go into it. We it's not a problem. This is an opportunity for us to get better at driving, to make sure that the wheel is on. Like, I don't know what happened with that mechanic. Like, it's a story. It's a story. I saw it as a story. Like, it happened to me, but it's a story in my life. I made it out alive, and now I get to talk about it. It's a cool story. Like, yo, this car was going left, right. While there's other people who look at that and just get very tight and get very afraid, and they can't ride in cars anymore. I've seen people die in front of my building, and I said, fuck, this is crazy. I got to make moves. Young. I saw a guy get shot. He's like, yo, he died. And I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta make moves. I got to get out of here. This is crazy. But I'm not sitting with this, I don't know, this victim mentality of everything that happened to me in my life, everything, relationships, you know, conversations with mentors, just embarrassing moments, getting caught lying, getting caught fucking stealing or whatever, right? I remember that I was what, like 11 years old, 12 years old. We went to the grocery store. I stole an orange. Me and my boy stole the orange and we ran away. And then I come home and I get a knock on the door and it's my brother's friend, right? My brother's friend comes in and goes, yo, we saw you stealing the oranges. Yo, I just want to let your family know, let your brother, I want to let your dad know. He let my parents know, yo, your son is stealing oranges. He grabbed the orange and ran with his boys. And I was like, nah, I was denying the shit out of that. I was like, nah, I ain't doing that shit. I was like, nah. And I got caught. And in those moments, I was like, okay, I got to stop doing this. And I never did that. I never stole anything again. And lying about shit like that, once you get caught, like, yo, no, that's just corny. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. It takes too much to hold on or to remember a lie, right? Or when you're caught red-handed, you're like, nah, I don't know. Bro, man, you own it. I've learned to take ownership. You see, these things, I'm only breaking down things, fam, that life-changing moments that change my perspective forever because I have an overall direction on where I want to go, on who I want to be. So I don't keep repeating the same mistakes. I got caught stealing an orange at 11 years old. Now I'm going to do it at 13, 14, 15, 16. I'm smoking and I see this dumbass face saying, yo, we're having fun, right? Or drinking, whatever we were doing. And I'm looking at him like, this is stupid. This is dumb. I'm not doing this. This is whack. Being broke. I will never forget me being broke. I will never, ever forget. We used to do events in a Liberty Tax office. We used to run events, hustling in the Bronx, New York, on Fordham Road. We used to do business events, and we used to bring people there, and I always used to show up late. Always used to show up late. My cousin was like, yo, what's good with Anthony showing up late to these events? And it was always because I would wait for my dad's unlimited Metro card. So he would come home from work and he would come home, say the event is at 6:30. My dad comes home at 6 and it takes me 20 minutes to get to the spot, right? However long it takes from Pelham Parkway to Fordham Road. And then there's the Liberty Tax office there. Those of you, I'm only speaking to those who know the Bronx. So that time it took, so I would show up late. I was probably show up like 11, seven or 6:45, whatever. The event started already. And I'm like, nah, man, my bad. I'm late. Making excuses, fronting, playing it off. Why am I late? Fronting my ass off. And then I was like, fuck, cause I'm broke and I'm saving $2 and I can't really do this every day. I'm broke as fuck. And I need the unlimited MetroCard for my dad. And when I wanted to make it early on time, I had to look for pennies under the sofa, under the couches, in a jar. Sometimes my dad would drop, when he sits down, he would drop change and I would just pick up all the change. And I remember searching for pennies to take the train to my own business events that I couldn't even afford to be at. But I kept grinding. I kept moving. I kept being more honest with myself. Okay, I got this, something about this, these moments, these life-changing perspective. My cousin was like, yo, what's good with you? Why are you doing this? And I was like, oh, shit. You're right. Because I'm being cheap. I'm being, you know, like I'm using my resources, but I'm not respecting my word. I'm not respecting my word. And these are things that have formed me into the man that I am today. But I use everything as a mountain that I'm climbing. It's feedback. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to be the loser. I don't want to be someone who's dishonest. I don't want to be somebody who's not honoring my word. I don't want to be somebody who's lazy. I would never forget these are stories that I'm telling you that really altered my perspective. I would never forget my brother. I told him, I said, bro, I said, I will never forget these words my brother said. I said, man, I'm going to go to the gym tonight for the first time, right? Or I'm going to get into momentum going to the gym. My brother comes in and out, finishes his workout, comes in and out. He's like, he's working out twice a day. He's looking fly. He's looking strong. And This is me at what, 22, 23, 24 years old. These are all stories I'm telling you that happened between that time period, 18 to like 24, 25. When I'm discovering certain things, and then now new problems come from 25 to 30. Now I'm 31, so from 30 to 35 is going to be new problems. So I'm talking from these early stages because I just don't know. I'm developing my character. I don't understand, right? I don't really know. I'm taking what I learned in my early teenage years, right? And bringing it to my 20s. And I'm going through some growing pains. So my brother walks in and he goes, "Yo, bro, I thought you said you was going to work out." He was like, he walks in. I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to work out. I'm going to work out. I'm talking shit. I'm laying on the bed." He walks in. He looks at me. Give me this look that we'll never forget. He goes, "Bro, you said you was going to work out. And now you're here looking skinny fat like a bum." He was like, "Yo, pick yourself up, bro." He goes, "You see, this is why." And he said, "This is why shit will never change." But the main words that stuck with me is like, "Yo, I thought you said you was going to go." And then he goes to the gym. And my ass gets up. I'm like, "All right, fuck. I'm going to go make it happen. I got to go do it." My dad, when he saw me play video games, I dropped out of school. I dropped out of college to start a business, and I'm playing video games. My dad comes in and says, "Yo, you dropped out of school to play video games." And my dad's Dominican, from the island, straight from the island. He even says that he came to America in a tsunami. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, he goes, "Qué bueno vivir así." It's like, how nice is it to live that way, right? It's nice. It must be nice. Qué bueno, how good, right? How nice to live that way. It must be nice that you get to drop out of school, not take care of your responsibilities. I work all day to come home for you to just play video games. And you saying you're building a business. You don't want to go to school. You don't want to get a job. Because what, you're going to get rich doing what? And still, I would still play. I would still play until my mentor at the time said, how are you going to get rich, or how are you going to make moves if you're playing video games? You're not serious. Then I remember, call me back when you're serious. Then I remember all these things. You said you was going to do this and didn't do that. All these things. I'm like, fuck, I got to change this. Feedback that stays with me forever. Instead of making the same stupid ass mistakes over and over and over, the same actions over again, when you're aware. Now is not an excuse, or it's not a mistake. Now it's a priority. It's not a distraction. It's a priority. You don't actually want more for your life. You don't actually want to make the uncomfortable decisions. You don't actually want to do what you say you want to do, because you're not honoring your word. You're not doing the things that it takes. I have to tell you more than once. I have to tell you multiple times over and over and over to, yo, this is how it is. So then are you serious? So this is a human being who wants this, who's afraid to invest in themselves, a human being who's afraid to commit, a human being. I say, yo, it doesn't matter what happens. What matters most is how you react and respond, and you're caring about just committing. See, I committed. I got married at the age of 25. 26, 25. I got married. I committed. I said, I'm in. Let's go. Did it work out? No, it didn't work out. It ended. That marriage ended, right? That marriage ended on great terms. But I knew that regardless what happened in that marriage, I said, I'm going to do this and learn from this experience. Whether it works, not work, I'm not afraid to jump into the unknown. I'm not afraid to commit, knowing that I have to commit to understand it. And then there's lessons along the way, life-changing lessons that never, ever leave my brain. There's millions of stories like this, thousands of stories where when it happens, I instantly change how I move. Instantly, I get the feedback and I do things differently. In jiu-jitsu, yo, I used to do it like this. Coach goes, yo, why are you doing it like that? This is how you properly do it. Boom, I got it, coach. Thank you, because I got choked out when I did it wrong. This is the defense for that choke. I would never get choked again. Which again, that's my mindset. Not that it won't happen again. I'm just controlling what I got control of. I know the defense to my triangle chokes, right? Because to triangle chokes, I got triangle choked in competition. Go listen to Fight Night number one and Fight Night number two, the episode of the All Moose Pod. I got choked out and I had to learn. I've been practicing defenses to these moves. Now I know I had to lose a competition. I had to get choked out. I had to get embarrassed. When I told everybody that I'm going to win gold medal, I told everybody that I'm going to show up on top. I told everybody that I don't see myself losing. I don't see my mindset is on another level, talking all this shit. And then I get choked. Then I've been practicing. A lot of injuries came with ego. A lot of injuries I had in jiu-jitsu in the last 8 months. A lot of injuries came from ego. Put my ego to the side. And now instead of wanting to win, 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 I'm wanting to learn, learn, learn. And because of that, very little injuries. Movements is flowy. Doing a lot of movement work, body work, mindset work, right? Breath work, always mindset work. You know the truth. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm telling you is that I have to go through it. I have to lose a tooth, which till this day, my tooth still is not fixed, right? It got fixed and it got chipped a little bit again. And I'm just like, you know what? Badge of honor, right? But I'm going to get that fixed again. And it's just, but it's embracing these things. You know, chipped tooth, messed up rib, messed up knees. I haven't got injured in a long time because I learned from doing dumbass moves. I don't even want to call mistakes. If you keep repeating the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again, then this is just who you are and what you're prioritizing and choosing to be like. Because for me, just tell me one time. Because I don't want to be this human. I don't want to be that type of human being. I don't want those results in my life. I want something else. I want to live a life where I want better results. I want to be a winner in life. I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to be somebody who's just everything is happening to them and then not learning from failure. I don't want to be that type of person. So everything. Life-changing little moments that I could see it as this is trauma. I could see it as, they told me I wasn't good enough. You know, I used to get made fun of as a kid of being too hairy on my arms. I'm not walking to today with that mentality, I don't want nobody to see my arms. It is what it is. I learned. I got stronger, right? Like, there's a lot of things, man. There's a lot of things. You know, you hear from past relationships, past friendships. There was things that were told to me, things that were done to me. There were, in terms of just pure manipulation and getting taken advantage of because I trusted certain people, right? I got money stolen from me because I trust certain people. I was doing business with people and I got money stolen from me. I still trust people to this day. I learned who to trust. I learned who to open up to, or knowing that I trust myself now to surround certain people. I would not be in an environment with those kind of people ever again because of how I move. How I was moving before was kind of sketchy. How I'm moving now is on another level. So I would never be in those environments with those type of people, and that would never happen to me again. I'm too sharp. I'm too strong. I'm too aware. I'm too clear to see. I could see that before the thought even comes up. Before, I had to go through it. Oh, I'm doing this business, giving all my trust into this, and then boom, money stole. Oh, shit. I had to go through these experiences, but it didn't change who I am. I changed how I respond to these things. Again, it did not change my actions. I can never trust again. I can never get in a relationship again. I can never do this again. And never trust my form of commitment or me being all in on something or it never changed just who I was as a person or my intention or ever going in the right direction again. What it did was change my perspective on what happened. And then now moving forward, I'm going to start businesses with different people. I'm going to start businesses that are more passionate, right? Passionate businesses. I'm going to start businesses that are more meaningful, is the word I was looking for, more meaningful for me, right? Around the right people, around the right environments that I just know because I'm sharp. So my point is, fam, my point is I can go on and on forever. And I got a feeling you want me to go on and on forever. But let me leave you with this, that the things that happen to you in your life, please learn from it one time. Learn from it once. Change, go back and change your perspective on the things that you find. Oh, this is trauma. Go back and say, okay, this is the best thing that could ever happen to me because of the changes I'm going to make right now. Let's go, family. I love you guys, yo. Take care.
Peace.
Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.